everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek. One more.
Hey, everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
That's right. And you're listening to Geekcast Radio Network every day because they rock.
Woo!
Enough with the gratuitous cameos.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to episode 197 of Geekcast Radio. This is the shortened year for us here at Geekcast Radio because certain things are happening in my life, certain things are happening in Steve's life. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Steve. What are we calling you now? I don't even know
anymore. Steve Megatron Phillips.
There you go. See, I knew you couldn't give that up.
No, it sounds so natural, it's difficult.
That's right.
I'm Jay Sherman, and you're not. Anyway,
I wouldn't want to be Jay Sherman.
No. It stinks!
Stop it. It could be worse, folks. He could be doing Charlie Sheen. Don't you dare.
I'm winning. Adonis DNA. Tiger blood. Oh,
God.
Butthole bag.
You haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah, that just came to me.
Just a bunch of fucking repaints. Alright, so things that are going on here, folks. I originally had a whole different plan for the end of Geekcast Radio for 2019, for the end of this decade. Because 2019 is the final year in the decade of the 2010s. Next year, we start the Roaring Twenties again.
Ah!
I know, right? So, the original plan was 195 was going to be the Music Talks episode with Terry Smith. Because I wanted to do the special thing with Big Ed from Big Ed's Barbecue here in Waukegan, Illinois. I flip-flopped those episodes, even though Terry's episode was recorded first, it still says episode 195. It's actually 195.5. 196 is another episode with Terry that we did where I took his format. Basically, Terry Smith does a podcast called Music Talks. He has guests on there, and they pick a song for every decade that they've been alive, and they tell him why what those songs mean to them, and everything else. So I found this through my buddy Jesse Jackson, and I hadn't really noticed it at first, and then I found myself with more and more extra time earlier this year, and I'm like, okay, I'll start listening to podcasts again. And I really love the format, because it's interesting. You have to make a choice for each decade that you've been alive. So it's like 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, or if you're older, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and so on and so on. Well, people, listeners and fans and even some of the guests have taken the format and morphed it a little bit. Well, Terry now has the the distinct pleasure of coining a new phrase, Blancharding it. I Blancharded his format to be so off the wall you would not believe. I took one band and fit one song of each of their songs into each decade, starting with the 60s. And the reason why I started with the 60s was because 60s was peace and love and rock and roll and this, that, and the other thing. And the band is Blackstone Cherry. People would have heard that last week. So that's what's... And then, you know, 197, we were going to do something about streaming versus physical versus digital media. 198 was going to be a Christmas show. And then 199 was going to be the decade in review. Well, that plan is now up the fucking chimney with Santa Claus. Because Karen and I have decided to rent out this house since we haven't been able to sell it. And we can't live here anymore. physically, I cannot do stairs anymore. I mean, I just can't. I get winded now just walking up the stairs. It's so bad.
I can't live here anymore.
So we've decided to rent this place out, and because we can't sell it, like I said, and we're going to go live her dream. She's had this dream for the last 10 years before I even met her. She wants to live on the West Coast. She wants to live in the Pacific Northwest, somewhere, Oregon, Washington, whatever. So by December 20th, or actually by the time you good folks hear this episode, I will be out west, and I will be on a semi-permanent podcast hiatus until we get fully settled. I may not be podcasting again until January, February, or maybe even March of 2020. I don't know, because my computer's going in storage.
There is the off chance that the dinosaurs will come and eat his machine.
Well, it is a decade old.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone wants to donate a, you know, a brand new computer to me, that, you know, that they're more than welcome to do that. I don't think anybody ever will, but I'm just saying. My computer's held up pretty good. It's only had to be rebuilt once in a decade.
When pigs fly.
I still have all the interest in the world in podcasting. It's not that I'm losing interest or anything. It's just life is happening. And Karen and I go a million miles a minute, and we are ready to slow down and become old people at this point. I am, as of this recording, I'm 3.5-4 months away from my 40th birthday. I've been podcasting for 11 years. The network has been around for 10 years. And I think in 10 years, we've done a hell of a lot of cool shit.
Well, there's been a ton that we've covered, and there's been a ton that we haven't covered.
Please talk in your normal voice, damn it.
You know, it's fun to be John Lovitz.
You're not getting paid for this, so stop it. Only use the voices when you're getting actually paid for them.
Well, forget this one, then.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyways, Yeah, so I don't know. We've covered a ton of stuff, and there's come points where, like, some of it I'm like, all right, we've beaten this with a shovel enough times. We never need to revisit this again. And then there's some topics that it's like, we've beaten this with a shovel, but it's always deemed reliable for revisiting, like, yes, because things change.
Yes.
Such as, like, streaming and, you know, digital and physical copies and everything else. And
yeah.
And it depends on how far back you go before, you know, depending on the opinion that comes out of the episode, whether it's, oh, I love to have all of this physical media, or it takes up too much blasted room. Sell it all. Burn it in a fire. And I will, too. You know, so, I mean, there's a variety of different things that we've covered. And honestly, like, I'm looking forward to doing, like, the next top 100, to be honest.
Yep.
Because it's of something of value that I am interested in.
Not to say that the other top 100s were not valuable.
They all suck! No, I'm just playing. I'm fired up and I'm tired. What happened? Nobody home. I can be as loud as I want. I'm taking advantage of it.
Okay. I wish you would have led with that.
What?
That there's nobody home and you were going to be as loud as you wanted to be. So that way I could figure out, like, why is he being so obnoxious? Oh, right.
The normal?
Because he's finally alone.
Well, the thing is I cannot project or be loud or do obnoxious things like I used to on the podcast because there's people that live here and they don't want to hear me. Because normally when I record, they're sleeping. Yes. And 90% of the time, well, at least in this current situation, my kids are in the room over, and my wife is in the room on the next floor down, like, basically below where I'm at.
Right.
Whereas before, when I lived in my home that I owned in Michigan, I was the room underneath our bedroom, and so depending on how loud I was, it would go through the register vents, and she would hear me, and she's like, shut up! You know? And not quite that loud, but yeah, she would say something to that effect, but... Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I'm hoping when I get my next house, I'll be two floors down and I'll have an office and then I can be obnoxious again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to soundproof it too. So
it's going to
be,
you should,
that's going to be a goal. Right. I'm making a studio. I want to be loud. I want to be obnoxious, and I want to have proper lighting because I don't have any of those things right now. But anyways, regarding the whole transformation of the Geekcast Radio Network and hitting the 10-year mark and among other things, I feel like some of the content, like, I feel like we've been kind of stagnant the last couple of years in a sense. Not to say that we haven't put out any good content. I'm saying in the sense that none of us, honestly, the pace has slowed down. Well, one, we're getting older, we're getting lazier, we're getting, I'm not lying. I mean, this time last year, granted, I worked at the Blaze. Yeah. I worked from home. When people weren't home, I recorded.
Yep.
And that's how I was keeping up the pace of putting up 5 episodes a week of my own shows, like ATTF, AG. I had 2 AGs coming out a week, and then I had Future Imperfect, and then I had like a Wars, or I had some other show coming out. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty consistent week after week after week after week until I got laid off, and then it just stopped. And then I did it a bit infrequently when I got the secondary job, and then, yeah, it just kind of fizzled out after there. But, yeah, it's definitely been a crazy year for all of us. I mean, and last year was too, but it's definitely slowed our pace a lot, and I feel like next year we should be able to get back on the boat, as it were.
Yeah, see, the original plan was never to find a house in the suburbs of Chicago. The original plan was to go straight from here to Oregon. But I had gone from Louisville to here. So it's like, you know me and change and whatever else, and Karen is finally, you know, she's learned it and things like that as far as how I am with, well, you know, you gotta learn about each other, so, you know, she's learned how I deal with or don't deal with change. And it was like, okay, well, if we find the right house, we'll, you know, make it where we had so many plans with this house. And then this year, like, yes, 2018 was a cluster flunk. This year was a bat out of hell because found out I needed to have brain surgery or else I could die.
Like, and he's here with us now. Literally. Coming to you from a living room where near you.
Yeah, no living rooms, please. Thank you very much. Something like that.
Lend me your ear holes.
Yes. So the thing of it is, holy crap, I had to have brain surgery because in 6.5 months, I've always had headaches my whole life. And I believe I've told this story. I think I told it on an earlier GCR that we had done. But I've had headaches my whole life. I just assumed they were tension or migraine or whatever. Cerebral palsy is not just... it's very cerebral. It's not just the palsy part. It's not just the fact that my right arm and right leg are smaller than my left. It was not just that my right side did not fully form. My whole right side did not fully form, including my brain. I actually don't have a piece of my brain. So I went and had the CT done. Like within 10 minutes of us leaving the doctor's office, the doctor called me. I said, so how bad is it? He said, it's pretty bad. You need to go see a neurosurgeon like tomorrow. I was like, okay. So found out I do not have what is called the corpus callum. This is the thing that is in between, that basically ties together your left and right hemispheres of your brain. It either forms or it doesn't form between week 17 and week 23 or 24 of pregnancy or something or other like that.
Huh.
And mine never formed. So I literally do not have a piece of my what everyone else has. I do not have it. I have enlarged ventricles, which basically... spinal fluid. We all have fluid in our brains. Well, I had excess fluid buildup to the point where my headaches had gotten so bad that last day before I went in to take another CAT scan, throughout the entire 12-hour day, I took 15 ibuprofen. I never, at the 600 milligram ibuprofens, I never abuse my medication. I just don't do it. I take what I'm supposed to take. Maybe I'll take one or two more if my pain is unbearable. But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I went in, we did all the tests, we did the MRIs, we did this, we did that. May 6th, 2019, my dad was there, my wife was there, you know, and I had the surgery. I was knocked out for, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, whatever it is, and yeah, powers of gray matter, yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. It's saying you get a superpower. It's not saying that you're deficient in anything.
I know. Well, see, that's the thing.
That's an awesome podcast name for you. Powers of Gray Matter.
Oh, my God.
Inside the mind of TFG1 Mike.
Nobody wants... what's that line from Batman? You don't want to be in my brain. So I went under the knife and I had the surgery. And basically what they did was they drilled a hole. They put a... drain in the top of my head, and they drained out the excess fluid. If that didn't work, they would have had to have put a shunt in my head. I love Transformers, but I don't want to be one. I don't want robot parts in me. Not yet, anyway. So, luckily, the drain worked. Since May 6th of this year, I've had maybe a total of 20 headaches, and only 3 of them were as severe as it was before the surgery. Most days, I do not have headaches. Most days, my pain is because I'm overweight, I'm a fat slob, and yada, yada, yada. I'm trying to work on that. So there's that. But yeah, you want to talk about life-changing crap, having to have brain surgery. I never thought in my wildest dreams, because I remember in the 80s when I was younger, my mom always fighting doctors about the cerebral palsy and what can we do with it and what can we do about it. Is there a way to fix it? Obviously there isn't in most cases, in all cases pretty much. But, you know, having brain surgery, having been married and divorced or deforced by before I was turned 40, yeah, that was not anything that that I expected to happen in life. So life has been good to me, but it's also kicked me in the nuts a few times. And this year, it's like, hey-o! Nut shot! So, but, you know, I'm pressing on. You know, Karen and I are still together, kind of a thing. You know, we love each other and everything else, and we'll get through anything together. It just, you know, now we're going to be moving across country, and I'm still a disabled person. I can only do so much. Even if I lost half the weight that I currently have, I would still only be able to do so much, and that sucks. And I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but I look at you and I'm like, fuck, I'm jealous of that guy, because he can do every little fucking thing that I can.
What are you talking about?
You! Skinny little twat. Who do you think I'm talking about?
Yeah, you act like I'm not going to gain weight.
No, but okay.
It'll happen.
I'm sure it will.
I've been told by the time I hit 50 or, you know, 45 or something, it's supposed to hit me.
Yeah, well.
Like a shovel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So, yeah, 2019 has been an interesting year for all of us at the Geekcast Radio Network.
Execute Order 66.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do it.
Yeah, anyways. I've been watching Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have seen The Mandalorian. Yes, I was watching Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith yesterday. Before I fell asleep in my awesome gaming chair.
There you go.
And I'm not going to lie, this sucker is comfy. I fell asleep in it. That's how comfortable it was. My other one, I could do it. But yeah, this one, I actually felt naturally comfortable.
Wow.
And it has a reclining feature for the back.
Sweet.
So, yeah. I didn't realize it had that, and then, yeah, it's pretty slick. It's got a pillow built on it, so you won't hurt your neck.
There you go. That's awesome.
It is.
So basically, folks, after having said all of that, this podcast is basically to thank everyone who has listened this year, these last 10 years, 10 and a half, almost 11 years that we've been online. And just to let everybody know, I'm not giving up. It's just transition. It's just temporary. I still have all the plans in the world for the pull bag. I still have all the plans in the world for Optimus Solo and I to finish Powers of Grayskull. At some point, especially now with Disney Plus, at some point, Steve and I will finish Podcaster Meets World.
It might be an expedited version of it, but yeah, we'll be doing it.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, it'll be the same version that we've been doing season by season. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like
we're doing... Well, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be what it was. It just, you know...
Like it will actually continue.
Yes, exactly. Because, hey, look, we have Disney Plus now. And I know there's a lot of people that have had issues with it. I completely understand, and I'm right there with everyone complaining about bring back the continue watching feature thing and all of that.
Well, I did notice a few things on it just to not nitpick. And it's they don't really – yeah, they don't have the same – quality as Netflix per se with the, you know, the continue watching or the, this is what you watched previously or, or, you know, I don't know. It's not as nice of an intuitive interface as Netflix when you're watching, actually watching the content. Now, that being said, I love the menu interface.
Yeah.
Being able to break it down by company since they own so many. Mm-hmm. But the same token, like, I don't know. I don't feel like there's a lot on there, like considering, you know, I mean, yeah, they have a variety of things, but I don't feel like there's a lot there yet. And I know that they're still kind of building it.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that they don't have the autoplay videos on everything that Netflix does.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely hate that. Because then if I'm hovering over something, I don't want to watch a preview. I just want to hover over it.
Yeah.
And see information. Like, I don't care to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I do value that option on Disney Plus.
Yeah. They have a lot more than people give them credit for, actually. I mean, day one launch, they've got all three Mighty Ducks movies, they've got DuckTale, they've got all the Disney Afternoon stuff from the 90s, they've got all the 90s X-Men, Spider-Man, whatever, they've got Boy and Girl Meets World, they've got all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, all the Pixar movies, most of them. You know, there is a lot on here.
No, there is, but I'm saying, like, there's, I don't know, yesterday when I was watching on there, there was something that I was trying to find, and I didn't see it on there, and I was kind of a little bit bummed that it wasn't there, being it was Disney.
What were you but trying to find?
And that's what I'm trying to remember. I can't remember at the moment. But it was something I was trying to watch yesterday while I was sitting on my keister testing out the chair, and it wasn't there, and I was like, man! You know, and so I just kind of watched Star Wars movies instead.
There you go. Yeah, The Mandalorian is awesome.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of brings us back full circle to this almost a similar cinematography as the original trilogy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously better, but it's
right.
The vibe you get and the colors are much nicer and it fits. And I don't know, I just enjoy it more than what I've seen. Like, because when you watch the new trilogy, the style is almost reminiscent of the prequel trilogy,
yeah,
which are the things that everybody was panning on and hating on.
Yep.
Granted, I'm not, you know, people hate the new stuff too, but, you know, I feel like if they would have stuck with the original aesthetic, it probably would have done a lot better on the grand scheme of things, especially with, like, Solo.
Yeah,
granted, probably. That's not a series that anybody asked for. You know, whereas like an Obi-Wan movie is something people were wanting, but I'm glad right. They do a TV show instead.
Yeah. Now, Mandalorian is supposed to take place after Jedi, right?
5 years after.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with
that. And it was nice seeing the original Stormtrooper armor.
Yep, very cool. Since this actually will be out before Christmas, even though I'm calling this one of the year-end shows, any special Christmas plans for you guys this year?
Well, nothing specifically. I know we're going to probably get together with people that live around us, but being that family's all in Michigan.
Right.
Because when we're recording this is actually the 18th. Of November,
yep.
Which is before Thanksgiving. My family will be home the 19th because I have to go to the airport and pick them up in the midst of a production season for the radio program I'm involved in. The funny thing is on December 18th, which is Mary's birthday, they're going to have the episode that Mary and Ian actually show up in.
Oh, sweet.
For the first time. So they actually technically in the regular season grand scheme of things, they predate me being in the show. Even though they're recorded at the same recording session, because we recorded parts of season 11 to finish it off, and then getting season 12, and then we finished one scene from season 12 this time and did season 13 with no pickups for the next season. So that's the nice part. But right. But yeah, I start voicing in season 12, which will debut in February. It kills me. I got to wait so long to hear it, but. It's going to be very entertaining, just the way I delivered some of the lines and some of the characters, because I play, I play four characters in season 12, and I play four in season 13.
Very cool.
And I'm waiting for season 14, in season 13. Season 14, I can't wait, because I want to see what I get to play in that, too. And I've already got plans to try and bring back the one character, so... I'm the benefit of brainstorming with the writer is who's also the creator and the executive producer is some of those things do make it into the program. So I'm really trying for certain things to show up in a certain way in the show because I think it would be humorous. But yeah. So anyways, yeah, I mean, for Christmas plans, I don't really have a whole lot going on. We're looking around at houses trying to purchase one at this point. I guess that's kind of the next phase of things here is trying to find something not only that we can afford to pay for or something that I don't feel like I'm getting colossally ripped off on, which, yeah. Again, difficult.
Yeah.
Because here in the great state of California, I'm joking.
Colorado.
Yeah, I started to say the wrong word, and then I just went with it because I thought it was funny. But, in Colorado here, it's just as expensive. But it's got the beautiful view of the mountains, and everybody here is nice. Like, I'm not going to lie. You go to Michigan and people are like, look at that happy person. What a jerk. And then you go to Colorado and they're like, look at that happy person. Hey, how's it going? And people you don't even know wave at you. Like, it's great. And you go to Walmart and people are actually like, hey, is there anything I can help you with? You know, blah, blah, blah. And they'll just hold a conversation with you because you're an actual person and just dollar sign. So I don't know. It's really great going here because everybody is like more than happy to help you or talk to you. Whereas, you know, going to Michigan, everybody's like, yes, go jump in a hole and die. I don't know. But anyways, for Thanksgiving, we're having friends from out of town come visit us and stay with us actually for the week. Which will be nice cause I'll get to hang out with some people. And take most of the week off surrounding a meeting on Monday. But yeah, it's definitely a lot busier, but I enjoy what I do. And I enjoy the fact that, for Christmas there's a Lego store close to where I live and it's a used Lego store and it's called Bricks and Minifigs. And what they do is, they have a ton of Legos. You can dig through these gigantic tables, with Legos, and then they have other ones where you get to build your own people.
Sweet.
Or have pre-built stuff from kits where you can buy pre-built kits or old instructions from long ago. And so I went in there the other day and I blew about $30 and I did one of the little put together a container full of bricks and stuff and got some parts that we don't have that a lot of these kits ask for.
for the kids, and I made some custom Lego people for them.
Oh, very cool.
And yeah, so I did that, and then I bought a bunch of instructions for them so that they've got some new things to build that are, you know, within their capabilities and the parts that I know we have.
Right, yeah. And
so I was kind of – I spent like 2 hours in the store, and I was like sicker than a dog. And I'm sitting in here like I could tell I was like getting borderline to the point I was about to pass out because I was like burning up. And I'm sitting here like I was already invested for like 45 minutes like putting some of this stuff in containers. I wasn't leaving until I got these things filled. And so I did that, and then I crashed and burned when I got home. But yeah, it was I'm looking forward to seeing what the boys think about some of that stuff that I picked up.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, we were looking at Colorado ourselves, and only it's two reasons, because you guys are out there, and because my favorite true crime show, Homicide Hunter on Investigation Discovery, is actually about a guy who was a homicide detective in Colorado Springs for 23 and a half years. So, but yeah, Colorado is mucho dinero.
You're telling me. Yeah, go from Michigan, where my house is worth $152, and if I picked it up and moved it here, I could sell it for $400. It's insane.
Yeah, if Karen and I didn't have the health issues we currently have, I would love to pick this house up and take it to the Oregon coast, but there's just no way.
And you could sell it for more.
Well, yeah, there is that.
You could sell it for more.
So, yes, the sad thing of having to put off podcasting for a while is that my goal for this year was to get the pullback to 380 episodes. We're going to end on 376.5. Maybe 377. If I can get Ryan to do 377, which is our Star Wars Volume 1 and 2 coverage from 2015's Marvel Star Wars run with Jason Aaron. If I can get Ryan to do that, we'll do a little send-off for December. But yeah, right now...
See, that's your problem. You shouldn't have done the .5s. You would have made it.
No. I would not have made it.
You wouldn't have?
No, because as of this recording, my computer has to be packed up and in storage within, like, 4.5 days. So there's no way. Because there was, like, 3.5 whole weeks that I wasn't even recording this year.
Well, the pullback has 389 episodes under that feed, so...
Well, that's because of other things. That's because it wasn't numbered properly in the beginning, and we did all these special things and different things and whatever.
They count.
I understand they count. I'm just saying.
Your number system's broke.
No, it's not. Anyway, besides, I mean, it's episode 377. It's Star Wars. Hello, 77, 1977. Anyway. Yeah, so again, thank you to everybody who has listened. I did want to get more interviews this year. I just...
It didn't happen.
This year was a complete and utter... just soul-sucking thing. Because just, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can... Karen and I both are, and it just seems like we do all this good, and then, oh crap, the hammer drops down on us, kind of thing.
Fire, fire.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. I need TP for my bunghole, thank you very much.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Christmas this year, we originally were going to, I was going to dress up in Bruins gear, hockey, Boston Bruins. She was going to do Chicago Blackhawks. And we were going to do something with the cat for pictures, even holding certain Funko Pops from each team. We actually bought Boston Bruins and Chicago Blackhawks ornaments for the tree. But now that we're going to be moving, Christmas is essentially just postponed or canceled this year we'll still give each other gifts and things like that, but I'm not putting up a tree in a temporary place that I'm living, so.
Christmas at Ground Zero.
Yep.
It's a Weird Al song. Listen to it. It's funny.
The sad thing is, all I can think when you say Ground Zero is September 11th.
Christmas anyway. At Ground Zero, where the radiation level's okay.
Stop it. Weird Al.
It's hilarious. All you have to do is go and listen.
Yep.
Do it. Do it now!
That's the other big thing this year for me. Like I said, I started listening to podcasts again. And I'm really only listening to one, maybe two. And obviously, I listen to my own stuff when I edit it, so I don't really listen to any of the stuff that we produce. Where was I going? Listening. And I found that while I still will check iTunes for reviews, I much prefer Spotify for listening to podcasts.
Oh, as do I. And what's funny is Spotify is starting to overtake iTunes finally. And I love it.
I wish Spotify had the review section like iTunes does, but, you know. My only little gripe about Spotify with podcasts is sometimes when you switch between like your computer and your smartphone, sometimes it doesn't pick up where you left off. That's the only gripe. The rest of it is awesome.
Candy for the win.
There are so many plans in the future, folks, and hopefully the future can actually happen. You know, because it's not like any of us have a DeLorean, sadly.
Go back in time 10 years?
I would have told myself, I'd probably tell myself, don't be so damn angry. No one cares that you're podcasting.
I'd go back and tell our old selves that, hey, you idiots, remember all those meetings you had? If you would have actually followed through on any of it, you would have been ahead.
We followed through on some of it, just not a lot of it.
Not the things that mattered.
Sadly, no.
I have those lists, and then I look back at them, and I'm like, yeah, that's what everybody's doing now.
Yeah.
We would have been ahead of the curve.
Well, you know, we're getting there.
We're still playing catch-up.
Yeah, but we now have Spreaker, thankfully, and we have, you know, the website and whatever else, and then I assume at some point, there'll be some sort of new Year 11 web design thing for the website. I don't know what you have planned.
But nothing.
Okay, then.
I'm not renovating nothing.
That beastie's good as is. Ain't no one got time for that.
That's a song.
Yep.
I don't know who sings it, but somebody said it.
Ain't no one got time for that.
It's from something. I don't know.
Something. I don't know.
Hey, are we closing this with a Christmas song? Because I have the perfect one.
What would that be?
Make it so.
You think I'm kidding? I'll download that and send it to you.
I know you will. I don't know if we're closing this with a Christmas song or not. I was going to close it with, you know.
With panda bears and rhinos?
No!
I need sheep sounds, man.
No, you don't.
Bah!
Stop it. Thankfully, Geekcast Radio is an explicit podcast, folks, and I don't have to worry about any of his animal sounds.
No.
Actually, I was going to close it with an old staple of ours. No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh, I haven't done that one in a long time. That was great.
Yeah, no, not
it was
that
so one. Refreshing to make that one.
Oh, God. No, no. It's a dude, you've turned into a monster.
You made me this way.
Again, we can't thank everybody enough. Anyone who has just listened and not commented, any of the people that have interacted with us over the last 10, almost 11 years, thank you so much. I mean, I do this for myself most of the time. I do this to talk with friends like Steve and other people that we've had on the show, Optimus Solo and Movie Revolt Dan and Ryan the Indian Flow Merkley and just everybody. I do it to talk to them and have discussions with them, but I really do hope that people are listening and that you do listen, that you do get something out of our opinions.
Well, opinions are like
assholes.
Everyone's got one.
That's right.
Just like you.
See you next time. No. And Mike's gone.
Oh, boy. Don't give Steve any ho-hos after midnight.
I don't need ho-hos. I got sweethearts.
Candy.
Don't you... You don't even remember your own outtake. I want some ho-hos.
I want some ho-hos.
I love when a plan comes together.
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradio. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.
Oh, God.
We're all dying.
Yep.
Save our souls.
Yep.